Thank you, David. You're easy. Kate! Kate! Oh, I guess she isn't home yet.
Okay. I just put this stuff over here for you, Isabel.
You know, I should have my head examined. Never, never turn me loose at a white elephant sale.
Well, isn't that the idea? Everybody brings white elephants. Everybody takes white elephants home. What is this?
That is a hand-painted umbrella stand. Somebody had to buy it. Kate will be home soon. Will you wait?
I don't think so.
Oh, just a minute. Here's a note from her on the hall table. Dear Isabel, I'll be out for dinner, but home early. K. Well, doesn't say much.
It says enough.
You sound a little low.
I'm a realist.
Did you and Kate have a quarrel?
That would be easy.
Really?
Well, when you have a quarrel with a girl, you know what to do. You make up. But when she seems to be on your side and isn't...
David, I'm surprised. That's not Kate.
I didn't think so.
Kate is the most straightforward girl I've ever known. They wouldn't know what to do with her in Paris. But just now she's being a little pressured, you know?
Not by me.
You don't think so?
All right, she's free now. She can think about the future.
She's being pushed by all of us. I say give it time.
I'm no fool, Isabel.
Hardly.
I saw Tony Cushing's silver Mercedes at the gas station.
Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
This is one on me, Kate.
Okay, one what?
I come all the way up from the city to take a girl to dinner, and what are we doing? Exploring the wilderness.
Oh, you said you wanted to see the countryside,
well,
darling.
Well, that was just a manner of speaking. What is this, the last frontier?
As a matter of fact, it's land that was owned by my father-in-law, Arthur Wakefield.
Oh.
It's going to be the wildlife sanctuary.
Well, as far as I can see, any wildlife is perfectly safe here right now. How do we get out?
The same way we got in. I'll show you.
Okay. Was your husband an outdoor guy?
Tom? Well, yes.
He liked to sail, as I remember.
Oh, how did you know that?
Oh, it was among the many items mentioned on a 5-hour flight with your Aunt Isabel from Paris.
I guess he does talk.
Well, not too much. Did you sail with him?
Yes.
You liked it too, huh?
When it was calm. In a storm, I was scared to death.
But you went anyhow.
Yep. Oh, look, there's the cut through the trees now.
Uh-huh.
We're almost out.
All right. Oh, damn.
Oh, you're caught on that cat, Brad. I'll untangle you.
Oh, wait till my tailor sees this.
You don't need a tailor. I can get you loose. It won't even show.
Clever girl.
Yeah. He doesn't show much.
Clever and lovely. Very lovely. So we go to dinner now?
Yes. I think we should.
So do I. I like this place?
It's marvelous. But it's sinfully expensive.
You're the first girl I ever knew to complain about that.
I'm not complaining. I'm just figuring how many hamburgers you could buy at Joe's for dinner here.
How many would you estimate?
About 5 years' worth.
God forbid. But you get what you pay for in this world, my girl. If you want the best, you pay for the best. Ah, he's our maitre d'. Good evening, Louis.
Good evening, Mr. Cushing.
Kate, do you mind if I handle this?
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
two champagne cocktails.
Yeah.
Plank filet for two, and bring us a bottle of their Chateau Bousco 1966.
Oui, monsieur.
And we're in no hurry, Louis.
I didn't know there was a place like this near Belhaven.
You know how far we are from Belhaven?
No.
Almost 40 miles.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes?
I don't understand how you can take time to drive way up here and back just for dinner.
I'll explain that someday. I'm not going back tonight.
Oh, are you staying in Belhaven?
No. I have friends with a place just north of here. Nick and Holly Benson. I'd like you to meet them.
Tonight?
Anytime you'd like. They're a little freewheeling, not exactly Belhaven. But I think you'd find them interesting. I know they'd like you.
How would you know that?
Don't be a little girl.
I think I'd better go home after dinner, Tony.
Okay, just as you say. But, Kate, you can't do that all your life.
That's the trouble. I don't know what I want to do.
Who does? We have a few hours, then we have a few more.
I couldn't spend it away like that.
Have you ever tried?
No.
Kate, have you ever thought of getting out of Belhaven?
And doing what?
Well, let's say a job in the city.
What on earth could I do in the city?
You're a licensed real estate operator.
Tony, all I do is sell houses I know to people I know.
Okay, you might try selling apartments you don't know to people you don't know.
I've never lived in a city apartment. I can't imagine getting anyone else.
You'd love the city, Kate. Millions of lights at night, everybody going out, curtains going up in theaters, a late supper afterwards. Am I selling it?
I don't know.
Oh, Kate, when you live there, you're a part of all that. Look, why don't you come in next week and let me begin showing you the town? How about it?
Downstairs, Isabel? Oh, well, it's a marvelous night. I never could understand how people can sleep a third of their lives away.
Were you worrying about me?
Oh, it was silly, certainly not. Did you have a good time?
It was really fun. We walked in the sanctuary.
Oh, good Lord. Is that his great idea or yours?
He wanted to see the country.
Well, you certainly showed it to him.
I took him at his word.
My dear girl, you don't take a man for his word, but for his motives.
Maybe I'm a little simple.
Just a joke.
He seemed to know a lot about Tom.
Oh, I doubt that.
You did talk about Tom on the plane?
A little. I thought Tony was an attractive man. I merely mentioned that my niece was a young widow. Maybe I did talk a little too much. But I found Tony very entertaining, and nothing seemed to be very serious. Well, has that changed?
Well, of course it hasn't. I barely know the man.
I understand, my dear. Anything you want him to know about your life, you'll tell him. I won't. Agreed?
Thank you.
But it ought to be give and take. I imagine a man like that would have a few things to tell you.
Isabel, honestly.
I know the world, my dear. There may come a time when you do care. Incidentally, David was here.
When?
Late afternoon. He helped me bring some things home from the library fair.
Oh.
He guessed you were out with Tony.
And he was annoyed?
Well, he's no fool, my dear. David would be very happy if you decided never to see Tony Cushing again.
But that's silly.
Certainly. But that's the way men are.
Besides, I couldn't promise that. I've made a date to see Tony next week in town.
How
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Van Rolon. Tests have shown that Van Rolon helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays, and Van Rolon costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays, averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Van Rolon will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Van Rolon. Why settle for less?
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love features Joan Loring as Kate Wakefield, Mason Adams as David Sloan, Nat Polan as Anthony Cushing. Also appearing were Joan Copeland, Hal Studer, Carol Boardman, and Guy Repp. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca. Written by Margaret LaWorth. And brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This is Mel Brandt. Is the Serial Network.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.
As author of Vanity Fair, by name William Makepeace Thackeray, I can reveal to you that we are approaching a most critical situation. Miss Rebecca Sharp, accomplished as she is, does not perceive how critical, for she has had ample evidence that her stout companion, Joseph Sedley, will at any moment make a proposal of marriage. As their solitary walk begins along the romantic paths of the Royal Gardens, her strategy is this.
I won't hurry him. The silly man can easily be frightened off. With plenty of time and everything is on my side, we're alone in a setting like a stage where Romeo and Juliet might stray. Flowers, fountains, a moon, and Romeo will say, "Lady, by yonder blessed moon, I swear." What's the end of that? Oh, I studied Mr. Shakespeare well at school. Oh, never mind. My Romeo will... Yes, a Romeo. All the same, he's all I have. He'll have to do. But I must take care. Wisely and slow, Mr. Shakespeare said. They stumble but run fast. What, I wonder, is Joe's thinking?
Exactly how I need a drink. What do I say to her? How even begin? Miss Rebecca, will you do me the honor of Tannhaut? Brandy! One glass and I'd be fit as an actor chap upon a stage. Know the lines. Say 'em. That Romeo fellow. I'd fair be a Romeo, I would. Oh, hang it all. Just one drink.
There you have it, ladies. Rebecca ought not go slow. Instead, catch the tiger by the tail. Though this craven jelly is no tiger, she's more like a pony shying at a 5-barred gate. Poor Becky has no experience to know that Joseph Sedley is a pigeon-hearted coward unless buttressed by drink. So, At laggard pace, she goes.
Oh, Joe, how heavenly the flowers smell.
Yes.
And how the sounds play their pretty music.
Water don't make music.
Oh, it does, Joe. Yes, you're right. It was just a foolish way of speaking. The moon. A little sliver of moon.
Moon?
There, through the trees. Oh, a cloud hidden it.
Cloud, yes.
Oh, isn't it sweet about your sister, Lieutenant Osborne?
What about Emmy and Joel George?
You haven't noticed. They fall and head over teacup in love.
Hey, by George, didn't notice. I say, that's a good one, Emmy and George. By George, catch it, Miss Beckett.
Yes, I do. Oh, how terribly, terribly clever you are.
Patient listeners, I spare you any more of this wearying conversation. The fact is, it goes on, and although I wrote it, there's no reason for us to listen. Everyone in the garden hears that clamor. How could they not? Its meaning, a summons to an exhibition of fireworks and supper. At sound of that bell, Joseph Sedley springs to life.
Supper, by Jove, supper! Champagne, brandy, wine, food, and fireworks as well. Come along, Becky.
Oh, must we?
What?
Oh, we can see the fireworks from here.
Drink here, can't eat here. Step lively, Becky. George, Amelia, waiting.
Oh, yes, I remember. Our table under the mimosa tree.
Well, after supper, Becky promises herself, Joseph will quit himself like a man.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
All goes well at supper. Joseph, in his glory, orders the waiters about, uncorks the champagne, eats and drinks prodigiously. Then, fatal word.
Wake up! A bowl of rat punch!
Joseph, no!
Rat punch here, waiter!
Oh, Joseph, please, I know rat punch. My father used to say it's like a cannonball.
Wait, I confound it, ma'am.
Yes, sir, what is it, sir?
Rat punch, bowl of, be quick about it.
Right away, sir.
Our walk. Don't you want to finish this?
Oh, yes. Flowers smell sweet. Fountains make music. Moon peeps through trees. Later. Finish walk. Wait up. Why the devil are you hanging about? Be off, my man.
Yes, sir. One bowl of rat
punch. Oh, we'll make a night of it, eh, pretty Becky?
The young ladies do not drink it. Lieutenant Osborne does not like it. Jose drinks the whole contents of the bowl, paying no heed to his sister's lament, George's orders, Becky's frequent outcries.
Jose, in heaven's name, stop!
Quiet, my soul's darling. Little soul's darling. Soul's little darling. Beg pardon. Little punch needed.
From bad to worse, from worse to chaos. Joe shouts and guffaws until his embarrassed sister in tears begs George to take her to the carriage.
Goodbye, Mimi! Goodbye, little sister!
Shouts and bellows and creates such a commotion that scores of merrymakers gather to watch the show. Why, the clowns of the Royal Gardens can't compete with this clown.
Oh,
Don't you dare. Not one note.
But Joseph likes us. He can no more sing than an owl. Doesn't know any words, but there's a tune. But Joe's obliged.
Hey, mommy, mommy, flowers in the garden, moon in the tree, tree in the moon. Hey, mommy, mommy, pretty Becky, my little, little darling Becky. Hey, mommy,
mommy. Well, I go at the tightrope, old chap. You've the figure for it.
Fortunately, Fat Joe's doesn't take up the challenge for a go on the tightrope. But, bold as a lion, he clasps Rebecca about the waist. The crowd's laughter redoubles. Waving his glass, he invites all within earshot to partake of the devil's nectar. Crack, punch. But Mr. Rebecca Sharp, her eyes green like fireworks, has reached her breaking point.
Be off, you fools, the lot of you. Do not dare take one step nearer. Have you never had a drop too much yourself? Be off, all of you.
Bravo, bravo, Miss Rebecca. Beautiful, Miss Sauce, darling fiddle.
And that is enough, Joseph Sedley. Quite enough. With a push of my little finger, I can settle you in your seat, and I will.
It won't.
Better. Stay and be quiet. If I have to muzzle you, I will do that too. I've handled my father and his pups, and I can handle a great mountain like you.
Make him mad with yours.
Now we have you, sir. Bowl your eyes out. And oh, Lord, what a head you have tomorrow to pay for your folly. And tomorrow, you'll say to me what you would have said tonight, but for that poisonous punch.
Ah, ladies, I am exhausted. It's certain you are as well. We and Rebecca must wait till the morrow to learn the further evil Rack Punch can ferment. Your weary servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest-lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On. So economical, yet so effective.
Joey, I haven't had this in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Stop, old kid.
5 minutes, Claus.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
The Author's Studio has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This is the Serial Network.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Just sitting out here in the car, dear. I heard you drive in. I kept expecting you to walk in the house. Hey, look at me. You look as though you're in a trance. Are you all right?
I just made a terrible fool of myself.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
You ever feel like finding some hole you could crawl into and die?
Oh, honey, now. Come on in the house. I've got your favorite dinner. Pot roast. You'll feel better after you've eaten something.
Eat? I couldn't eat a darn thing. You know, you're just like my mother. No matter what went wrong, she was always forcing food into you as though that made everything all right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. No. I don't know why I'm snapping at you.
Look, at least get out of the car and tell me about it. Come on. Come on. Everyone makes a fool of himself once in a while, honey. Let's go in the house. Come on. Not tell me. Come on.
You know that man in the street program?
Yes. The inquiring reporter, the one on the local TV news?
Yeah, that's the one.
You got stopped! You got stopped on the street!
I did.
What did he ask? Oh, isn't that exciting? Why are you upset? Just last night we were watching the TV news. You said, why didn't that guy ever stop you and ask your opinion? Remember just last night?
I remember.
We were all interviewed by the reporter. What did he ask you?
Everything,
uh-huh.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
State of the economy, did I think the president was doing a good job?
Oh, marvelous. You must have had a field day. I bet you talked an arm off.
I said nothing.
Oh, come on. I bet you're wonderful. He couldn't shut you up and now you're embarrassed, is that it? Huh?
I said nothing.
What?
I said nothing. Not a word. N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Nothing.
I don't know what you mean. You love to sound off on all those things. Why, we go to dinner parties and I've said, don't get on politics, but you do, and I kick you under the table and I glare at you and the hostess is going crazy.
Yeah, I know. Ordinarily, nobody can shut me up, but I'm telling you this time when I had the chance, I said nothing.
Start at the beginning.
I was on my way to the parking lot to get the car about an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about something that had gone wrong at the office when suddenly, out of the blue, this guy zooms out at me from the arcade entrance.
Uh-huh. What guy?
The guy that does the man on the street program.
All right. Okay.
All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know then who he was.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then he shoves this microphone in my face, mm-hmm. and then I saw the TV camera pointing at me,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, it all happened so fast.
Sure.
The guy looked sort of familiar, but I couldn't...
Bill Jaspers. When you watch him every night...
Yes, I know. Okay. Bill Jaspers.
Yeah.
Hello there, he said. You, sir, are on the Man of the Street program, and I'd like to ask you a few questions, or something like that.
Yes.
Well, that's it. He bombarded me with questions, and I said nothing.
You must have said something.
I said nothing. The microphone in my face, the red light on that TV camera. I don't know why. I just...
You're one big chance to sound off publicly, and you got mic fright?
I guess so.
I just can't believe it. You're the one who's always criticizing other people who get interviewed. Listen to that idiot, you'll say. Oh, look, I'm sure you said something, and now you're just worried you didn't express yourself as well as you might have, honey. I think
now,
you know...
Now, wait a minute. You don't seem to get the point. I know I said absolutely nothing. I seem paralyzed. My throat just closed up. And I will never again criticize people on TV. It's one thing to sit in your living room and feel as brilliant as Einstein, but it's quite another when a guy pokes a microphone in your face and you got to talk.
Yes.
And you want to talk intelligently, you know what I mean?
You don't think that you really, you said anything at all?
Nothing at all.
Well, forget it. It doesn't matter, honey.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be on the 6 o'clock news.
Oh, they'll cut you out if you didn't say anything. These things are all done on tape these days, aren't they?
No. I don't think this will be cut out. As I walked off, still feeling like a zombie,
uh-huh.
I heard the cameraman say, I hope you keep that in. It was pretty funny.
Oh, I don't think they keep... He said that.
Yeah.
Well, it's 4:56. Come on, we better get the TV turned on. Come on, dear.
No, I couldn't watch it.
Come on.
I can't. Do you realize everybody we know watches the 6 o'clock news? Tonight, all our friends, our neighbors, my boss, they'll all be tuned in to watch your husband make one big fool out of himself.
Well, I'm sure you're exaggerating.
I'm so sure that I'm not exaggerating that I would like to pack up tonight and move to Australia. You come with me?
Oh, honey, nothing is ever as bad as it seems.
This is one time everything is worse than it seems.
Come on, we have 3 minutes to go. Get the TV on. TV turned on?
It's on. I just turned down the sound.
I wish you'd relax and stop worrying. I know you. If you were interviewed by the man on the street program, you said something.
I said nothing.
You just don't remember. You're probably so excited being on TV. There. Turn up the sound. There's Bill Jaspers.
I feel sick. I really do.
Turn it up, dear. Turn
and this is
up.
Bill Jaspers at the entrance to the Burlington Arcade, bringing you the opinions of your fellow citizens. Well, hi there.
That's not
would you.
You
step
of course
over
that's
to
not
our
me.
Well,
wear a blonde wig.
Yes, right here. Now, how are you this fine day? Would you like to tell us your name?
Amelia Fluffer.
Well, Mrs. Fluffer. Now, what do you think about the rising cost these days?
Well, I think it's awful. I really do. I mean, you know, I think it's awful, you know. I mean, the way things cost so much.
Yes. And now, how has this affected your household budget?
Well, just everything costs so much, you know. I mean, you go to buy anything and it's awful.
Great.
I mean, I think the rising costs are awful.
Terrific.
What else can you say, you know? They're awful.
Well, thank you very much. Nice talking to you. And, oh, let's see if we can catch this gentleman coming along here.
Sir, would you step over to our microphone, please? Watch this
movie. I'm sure we'll get some very erudite opinions from this gentleman. Hello, sir. I'm Bill Jasper, your inquiring reporter. Could you tell us your name, sir? Well, lots of people don't like to give their names. Tell us, sir, do you feel the president is doing a good job?
Oh, honey, you're just staring at the camera.
Now, sir, if you don't have an opinion about that, I'll bet you have something to say about the pornographic literature that's allowed on our newsstands.
Oh, well, you were always just blasted off on the subject of dirty books.
Well, now, most people have some opinion about that, some pretty strong opinions, sir. Well, I'm sure you did. Here's your chance to... look, now, how about women's lib? Maybe you've got something to say about that. Your wife might like to hear. you are married.
Couldn't you have at least nodded your head?
Well, sir, you're certainly entitled to keep your opinions to yourself. It's indeed a free country. But before you go, is there somebody, wife, kiddies, somebody you'd at least like to wave at out there in so-called television land? Fine, thank you, sir. But nice to... Now a message from our sponsor.
Well, you look fine. The sports jacket photographs well.
You must be very proud of your husband.
All right, so you didn't exactly distinguish yourself, but you know it. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It was disastrous. It was awful, if I may quote that silver-tongued lady who was on just before me. I mean, you know, it was awful, if you know what I mean. You know, awful.
I do think it might have occurred to you to admit that you were married. But that's a minor point, I guess.
I'll never live this down, never. I really meant it when I said we might as well pack up and move to Australia, New Zealand, Antarctica.
Maybe a lot of people we know didn't even see it. It's summertime. Everyone's on vacation.
No, not everyone, and they all watch the 6 o'clock news. Yes. That phone's going to start ringing and keep up all night. All my pals with something real cute and funny to say.
Well, I'll take the phone off the hook so we can have dinner in peace. You know, I do have one small question.
What?
When that reporter said, would you at least want to wave at somebody, why didn't you just wave? Why in heaven's name did you salute? You haven't been in uniform in 20 years.
Why do you think I feel like such an idiot?
Huh?
That wasn't the Army salute. That was the Boy Scout salute. Three fingers.
Oh, no.
I haven't used that for 30 years. Oh, I tell you, that microphone drove everything right out of my mind. I was just paralyzed.
Oh, you poor dog. Well, I've got a nice dinner for you now. Come on, honey.
Hey, you know one thing? I did look good, didn't I? Well, you said so yourself. My new sport jacket looked great. And with my suntan, my hair was okay. I mean, I looked pretty darn good.
Oh, boy. Now there's going to be no living with you. Now tear yourself away from the mirror and come on, let's eat.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Little things in life
has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This is the Serial Network. To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Final Net. Gives your hair a great, long-lasting hold.
You want that kind of commitment.
If you're talking about marriage, Mother,
yes.
Well, what else would I...
Oh. Well, anything else would be none of my business.
But a possible marriage is.
Well, that sort of depends.
On what?
I suppose on whether this is just a talk between us girls, or whether there's another rather different relationship between us. And that would depend on whether or not the word mother... was just a slip of the tongue.
What word, Mother?
It's what you just called me.
I did?
Mm-hmm. And you know, I suddenly missed Anne.
Anne? How is my stepsister?
According to her last letter, she's fine.
Anne's never been the problem I am, has she?
Oh, nonsense. Darling, I think you could use some advice. And since your father's not here in Switzerland, but 3,000 miles away... why not?
Caroline, there is no reason to involve Dad in this.
He was involved in your last mishap.
Kurt Rogers is not a mishap.
Not yet.
Oh, I'm meeting Kurt for a drink when he comes down from the Corvilla. Do you mind if I change while we're talking?
If you don't mind if I talk while you change. Lynn, it's been only 6 weeks since you untied one knot. Isn't it a little too soon to start constructing another one?
Are you lumping Kurt with William?
Not for a moment. I'm not in a position to judge either of them.
Well, then what have you got against marriage? It seems to have worked pretty well for you and Dad.
No complaints from me.
Or from Dad. You know that. So why shouldn't I succeed?
It's just a matter of timing. Why rush it? If Kurt is for real, he'll keep.
Listen, if we're back in the States and he's left behind with whatever the Swiss equivalent of young nubile smorgasbord is, well, then can I count on that?
If you can lose him that quickly and easily, you will have avoided a sizable mistake.
Thank you for not saying another sizable mistake.
Now, Lynn, I'm not very good at this, this giving advice, but I get some pretty good hunches every now and then, and I have one now.
Well, what is it?
Maybe Jason's call was perfectly timed. What I consider a summons from home. I can't turn my back on Emily's illness. I love your father, and when he needs me, I have to be there. So I'm going back. I hope you're going with me.
Oh, you're outflanking me.
It's only a little over 6 months since you and William agreed to begin the annulment proceedings. Do you really think you're ready for another total commitment?
Yes. Kurt is nothing like William. And at my age, I don't have all the time in the world to wait.
At your age, indeed. I waited quite a bit longer to find your father. And I don't think I have to tell you that I think he was worth waiting for.
Don't change the subject.
I wasn't aware that I had.
I am talking about having children. I'm not taking any chances with Kurt. I know exactly how he feels about children. With William, I made the mistake of thinking that he'd change his mind about having children once we were married.
Well, I'm not trying to arrange your life, dear, but I do think we ought to get home as fast as we possibly can.
Well, look, can't we strike a happy medium? Kurt and I did have some plans for the weekend, invitations to two parties that sounded like they were going to be fun and... Oh, that'll be him now. What do I tell her?
About leaving? Well, that's up to you. But it's not an emergency. Oh, we can wait until the weekend.
Ooh, that's better. Hello?
good little Yolande.
I never realized you could find a really bad yodeler in Switzerland.
Well, what did you expect? I'm not even Swiss. As the late president might have remarked, ich bin ein Amerikaner.
Oh, prove it.
Well, the name is Kurt, not Kurt. Or if you want to pronounce it in the way they do in my home state of Vermont, Kurt. Even if it might mean the end of our association, the next time I see you, I'll show you my passport.
Uh-huh. What's on your mind?
I'm not about to risk telling you on the phone. Don't we have a date for some glühwein or Liebfrau milk or something?
We surely have. When and where?
First of all, I thought we could have a drink downstairs in the salon and then let nature take its course.
Are you showered and changed?
No, no, but I have every intention of doing both before I see you. Unless you want to help.
Sorry, but you're dating the oldest girl in San Maritz who comes with a chaperone.
Well, gee whiz. Give me about half an hour to make myself ravishing, and I'll pick you up at the room.
I'll save you a flight of stairs. Make it 5:30 in the beer stube.
5:30 it is.
I'll see you over the foam and against the sunset.
Fine.
Kurt, I may have some bad news for you.
Can the bad news wait until you see me?
Sure.
In that case, I have you to send.
Ciao. Oh, he's lovable, but a little crazy.
Now, before I let you off your leash, do you mind telling me just how far you intend to push your future plans tonight?
I am not that liberated. It's in the gentleman's hands.
Or at least that's what he thinks. Now, just remember, if you want to go back with me, we have to get the Sunday evening train to Zurich. The early Swiss Air flight out of Zurich will have us home by Monday afternoon.
Okay. If I can't have him roped and tied by then... Oh, no, no, I take that back. If he can't rope and tie me by then, I'll give up and you can take me home dragging my ski poles behind me.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Lynn!
Oh, you should have run up the American flag or something. We almost gave up hope of finding you.
It's even worse inside. I'm not all that freaked out by the smell of wet wool. Why don't you leave it all behind and take a walk down by the lake?
Your wish is my command. As we used to say before, Miss changed to Miss.
Will you be warm enough?
Sure.
Why did I ask? You've got your love to keep you warm, right?
If you say so.
That's the right answer, young lady. And I've won a gold-plated pickup truck and a free trip for you and hubby, or the gentleman of your choice, to the sewers of Paris. Oh, do they still have those things on American TV?
Try and get away from them. Speaking of trips, I'm afraid I'll be making one very soon.
Oh? Where?
Home.
When?
Well, Caroline feels we should leave for Zurich Sunday so we can get a flight early Monday morning.
You really have to go?
No. But my sister-in-law hasn't been well, and she's going into the hospital Monday.
Is it serious?
That's what she's going into the hospital to find out. But it's a rally-round time for the family, and... Kurt, I wouldn't feel right if I didn't go back with Caroline.
Of course, of course. That doesn't give us much time, does it?
How much does a man like you need?
What do you think a man like me is? The international playboy type? Is that how you see me?
No, not really.
You'd better not. Easy come, easy go doesn't have anything to do with you and me.
I know. Oh, I hope I know.
That's for openers.
Oh.
You either have a natural talent or you've had a lot of practice. Oh, Kurt, I don't want to leave. I wanted to... If it could only stay as lovely as all of this. You, the lake, the mountains, the feeling that I'm exactly where I belong.
Thanks for giving me top billing. There was something I wanted to say tonight, but better let it go. There are a lot of reasons why this isn't the time.
But the time we have is so short now.
No, Lynn, it's only beginning.
Oh, I'm going to miss seeing the mountains turn dark each night.
I won't say I can match them, but I can come pretty close.
What do you mean?
Vermont. I have to go home on business and spend a little time at my aunt's, so what better time than now? Also, I think it's about time I met your family.
Aha, so you can look them over?
No, so they can look me over. I want them to know their golden girl isn't about to make another mistake.
You'll really come back to the States?
You didn't think I'd ever let you get away from me, did you?
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm his teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
Oceder makes your life easier.
To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by the Oceder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This is the Serial Network, a division of DCA Productions.